So in this podcast scenario, you have a 35-year-old patient who has known eczema. They've presented to your clinic with a red rash to her forearms and hands, and she also describes an intense burning to the same area without an itch to that area. She was last prescribed topical Betnovate for a flare of her eczema, which was to her hands and to her wrists, and that was 6 months ago. What would be the likely diagnosis here, and what measures should you take as a healthcare professional to reduce the risk of this condition? So the condition that's being described here is a topical steroid withdrawal reaction, and patients may refer to this as either red skin syndrome or topical steroid addiction. Now, the MHRA has recently published an update for this, and interestingly, the majority of reports have actually come from patients themselves rather than healthcare professionals. So in terms of the characteristics of topical steroid withdrawal, the most common reaction is actually a flare of the underlying skin disorder. So if someone's using topical steroids for eczema and they stop, well, they could just get a rebound or a flare of their eczema. However, patients have reported a specific type of skin reaction where the redness extends beyond the initial area of treatment. So as we've noticed in this case, the initial area of eczema 6 months ago was to her hands and to her wrists, whereas this time around, the redness is also present to the forearms as well. Now, additionally, as in our case, rather than reporting an itch, the patient is actually reporting a burning sensation, and that is more typical of a topical steroid withdrawal reaction. Now, the difficulty with topical steroid withdrawal is that a flare of an underlying skin condition like eczema may well benefit from additional steroids, whereas this isn't necessarily the case for a steroid withdrawal reaction. Now, there isn't a universally agreed treatment for topical steroid withdrawal, but really the key here is around prevention and reporting, and that's what the emphasis is with the MHRA report. And the MHRA will go on to reiterate that we should avoid kind of any inappropriate long-term use of topical steroids, that we should consider the lowest potency needed. So I guess this doesn't necessarily mean that we use inappropriately low potency steroids, where we should be using a moderate to high potency steroid. But if a higher potency is unnecessarily being used, then really you should be considering the lowest potency necessary. We should correctly advise patients on how much steroid that they should apply to an area, as underuse of steroids, so using the incorrect amount, so if we're not going through fingertip units, we can unnecessarily provide patient with prolonged treatment with steroids, which is not ideal either. Now, we should inform patients to return for medical advice if their skin condition worsens using topical steroids, and advise them that it would be inappropriate to retreat without a consultation. We should consider lowering the potency or frequency of application for patients who are on very long-term use of steroids. And finally, we should be vigilant and we should report when appropriate using the yellow card scheme. So if you'd like to know more about this update on the risk of topical skin withdrawal, which goes to advice for patients, but also advice for healthcare professionals as well, you should visit Drug Safety Updates on gov.uk. This podcast is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.